Hello, and welcome to the Gilbo Girls Show, where you will have the opportunity to hear from mothers, fathers, siblings, and individuals themselves about their journey of living with a disability. I know, it's called Gilbo Girls, but we have a bonus for you as we get the Gilbo Boys to interview some of the dads and siblings and get their perspectives too. We'll also have special guests from time to time to share the many resources that are available to those living with a disability and their families. So get ready to laugh, smile, cry, maybe even get a little angry when you hear some of these stories of their day-to-day struggles. But let's not forget their many triumphs. As they say, it takes a village. And if it weren't for our village, we wouldn't be where we are today. So join us. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Gilbo Girls Show. We are your hosts, Karen and... And today's guest with us is Dee DeFada. Welcome, Dee. Dee is from Massachusetts, and she is an empowerment coach, trainer, speaker, author, and owner of A Dose of Positivity. I love that, by the way. Dee helps guide women through a transformational journey so they can see beyond their obstacles and experience new opportunities. By feeling safe and supported, women are able to let go of their past traumas and live fun, free, and fulfilling lives. So welcome and thank you so much for being a guest today. We're so excited for you to share your journey with us. There's just something that hits home about sharing our stories, knowing that there are others out there that may be going through the same struggles that we've gone through. And we're here to tell you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Yes. So the one thing that jumped out at me as I was reading through your website was where you had said you virtually surrounded yourself with coaches, healers, and spiritual leaders, and how they encouraged you to journal and share your story.
Yeah.
And then you went on to write that finding your way through the darkness and into the light and all the vulnerable moments that came along with it became a guide for others on their self-discovery journeys. So that's so powerful and so true to the core. Like it truly is. I was just like, oh my gosh, as I was reading more and more on your website. So I didn't even know where to begin with you because there's so much I want to know. But first, why don't you just start by having, why don't you share a little bit more about yourself, your journey, and what ultimately led you to become an empowerment coach?
Whew. Well, it's been a loaded journey, that's for sure. I mean, it's, 50 years of life, 20, almost 29 years with multiple sclerosis and, 17 years in the insurance industry, which was black and white. And it's amazing how lost you get in identity. Mm-hmm. It's a major identity crisis, especially when you have a disease. All of a sudden people look at you and they're like, well, you have MS. That's a debilitating disease. And I'm like, what? That is not who I am. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is not who I am. And then you start to ask yourself, well, who the hell am I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a while to take the layers of the onion off, and really start to experience who you are at your core.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. Yes, we're all human beings and we get lost in our human reality. But at our core, we're spiritual beings. There's so much more to us. I mean, we are love. We are light. We don't have to look for that. Mm-hmm. We are healed. We are free to be who we are. And it's like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when I look in the mirror, I'm not healed. I walk with a walker. I'm not healed. What the hell are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But we're all like God's perfect children. We're healed at our core. I mean, at my core, I am fun and feisty and I'm curious and I love to explore. And I'm like, oh yeah. So it's funny how you go through life thinking that you're this or you're this, or, you get categorized or labeled as this, and then you have these limitations and you get boxed into who people think you are and then who you think you are, but you don't really get to explore who you truly are until you allow yourself to kind of get real comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, like I surrender already. Okay. Mm-hmm. I surrender. Who the heck do you think I am? Mm-hmm. I don't know who I am. Show me who I am. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Can you share with the listeners what multiple sclerosis is and how it affects people and how
well, you know, Multiple sclerosis is different for everyone that gets diagnosed. Mm-hmm. You know, that's you could have fatigue, brain fog, you know, issues with your eyes, issue with your gait, issue with walking. There's so many different things associated with multiple sclerosis. You know, the doctors will tell you it's a debilitating disease, which is horrible because then that gets stuck in your head and that's all you can think about. Oh my God. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. But multiple sclerosis for me, I'm just going to redefine it because that's what I do. I redefined MS as motivational spitfire and modified swagger.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So back when I was pregnant, well, right after I had Faith, there was a friend that
she
I had.
Actually
knew that she was pregnant before she knew. It was like a spiritual thing. Oh, yeah. My friend knew I was pregnant before I was pregnant. But anyway, I had one of my friends, our sons were the same age, and they used to hang out all the time. And then I was pregnant with Faith, had Faith. She had her daughter. And I guess it was around the same time that Faith was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. She was diagnosed with MS. So I just remember like thinking to myself, you know, oh my gosh, I'm like, you know, it's like they're opposite. They're telling us she's never going to walk again. And then my friend's doctors were saying, you're doing fine, but it's debilitating and you're going to end up in a week. So it was like, you know, it was crazy. And she's doing, I mean, she's had her roller coaster moments, you know, don't get me wrong. But she's, you know, she's doing great and she has to have her therapies and stuff, but yeah, she watched you by herself. Why would she not watch you by yourself? Yeah. She was my saving grace back then to help me out with, she would bring JD to daycare. Bible school or at the church. So, I didn't have to take her out in the cold and then she would watch her if I had other things going on. But yeah, I just remember that. Yeah. So what was your initial thoughts when you heard, those words and where did you go from there? I mean, you kind of touched a little bit on it, but.
So before I was even diagnosed, I went to see the neurologist, and before I had the MRIs done, my mom was a practicing nurse at the time. She had to know what it could possibly be. Like, would you stop the madness? Uh-huh. But that's just how she was. She needed an answer. And so the neurologist told her it was either an inoperable brain tumor or MS. So you can imagine what I was praying for. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, okay, just give me MS. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. Like, I want to live my life. So when she finally told me, you have a classic case of multiple sclerosis, I was like, okay. And my mom was like, oh, tell me more. I was just like, I didn't even want to hear. I think I blocked it all out.
All out.
You know, I just wanted to live my life. I'm like, how can you help me through the exacerbation I'm going through right now? Mm-hmm. How can you help me feel stronger, feel my legs, feel better? She goes, we're going to put you on an intense, you know, steroid therapy and, you know, get this knocked out of you so that you feel better. I'm like, awesome. And that was all I needed to know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I ignored everything else. And when she asked me, what questions do you have? I said, is this going to limit my lifespan? Yeah. And she said, no. I said, okay, I'm good. I think my mom was ready to smack me in that moment, you know, because we're overprotective, we're loving, we're caring, you know, we want to know everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, then people buy the books and they want to know more and it's like, shut up.
Uh-huh.
Shut
up. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just want to live my life. Would you stop focusing on this stupid disease?
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. See me for who I am. Remember who I was before I was diagnosed?
Right.
I'm still the same person.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, well, tell us what led you to become an empowerment coach.
You know, I realized that I'm not the only one who felt alone on their journey, you know, and I realized that empowerment comes from within. Mm-hmm. I realized that all of my lifetime, I had been looking for answers outside of myself. I never realized that all the answers lie within me. And I'm like, well, how do I help other people access that now that I found it? Mm-hmm. So just being that safe place for people to come to and share their story and share their anger and share their frustration and share their burdens, because you don't want to tell your mom or your dad, mm-hmm. because then you feel guilty because you're bringing them down, mm-hmm. and you don't want to tell your friends because your friends don't understand. And, you know, yes, you can go to a therapist, but you know, you get like 1 hour and you know, it's just, It's normally very regimented. And so I had to do something. I've always wanted to help others. And when I found the true love and acceptance for myself and that I'm a spiritual being living in this human body, I'm like, oh, this is intense. I need to share this with others. I need to be that person that people can come to and just unleash, not have to worry about what they say, not have to worry about, you know, me taking things personally. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. Just like God doesn't care, you know? And it took me a long time to realize that too. You know, it wasn't until God told me, you know, if you want to tell me to F off, go ahead. I'm like, seriously? You're not going to kill me with a lightning bolt? But yeah, it's just, it's opened my world and I want to be that person for others.
Awesome. And tell us about the different online programs that you offer and what they entail.
Oh my goodness. So right now I'm like at the beginning of something new and different.
Okay.
So I was diagnosed, like I said, with multiple sclerosis. It'll be 29 years as of October 28th.
Wow.
So I'm like, woo, craziness. So I've avoided the MS community for as long as I can remember because I didn't want to categorize myself like that. I wanted to be free. I just wanted to live my life to the fullest. And I'm like, you know what? No. You are being called into the MS community to help other women who want to find the empowerment within, who need to get rid of some of their burdens, some of their baggage, like release that crap so that they can feel healthier and heal. And there's just so much that we hold on to. And it's the stuff that you hold on to that you repress and, you know, stuff deep down that makes you feel worse.
That you hold on to trauma 200 times over again.
200 times over again? Said, heard, would it say that again? Say a little bit louder into the microphone. Because you tend to speak really loud. Your therapist?
Says that you hold on to trauma
200 times over again.
Tell me again, what was that? I can barely hear you, Faith, and I don't know if it's because my microphone is down or my speaker's down so low. Or...
She talks so low. So her therapist told her that... Say it, trauma what?
Trauma, you hold on to trauma 2 times.
You hold on to trauma 200,000?
Yeah.
Times
over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I help women with. I help them tell their story because trauma is one moment in time. Think about something traumatic, one moment in time. What do we do with that one moment? We turn it into a story that turns into another story, but then we look for evidence in other people, and then another story, and then another story, and another story. So yeah, that's probably where the 200,000 times goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can imagine after 50 years of life, what I've, you know,
been through, yeah,
come up with the trauma. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. So now when stories come up, I look at them as an observer. I take myself out of the story. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're not in that story anymore. You've moved on. Okay. You need to look at it from up here. So I look at it from a non-judgmental, non-critical observer's perspective. And I'm like, oh, that's not really what that was all about. Oh, well, I used my imagination to create this amazing story that had nothing to do with the moment that happened. Yeah, I help other women find their way out of that.
Yeah.
When I was younger, but now I'm just like, okay.
When you talk, you have to talk a little bit louder. She's being all shy. She like talks so low as it is, and I have the other microphone by her, but it's so hard for her to speak up.
Huh. Faith, you never have to be shy with me.
So what are some of the different, so you have different programs. So you have ones online, in person. You also do different speaking engagements too. Can you tell us about those? What types of companies and organizations have you spoken at?
You know, I love speaking at companies, especially the ones that have the health and wellness programs, because they really want to help their employees feel better. Mm-hmm. And it never fails that people just don't know that they have a choice, that they can choose. I mean, just by taking a really, okay, let me slow down. So I taught this at one of my, you know, events that I went to. Okay. I said to these ladies, I said, listen, I said, this is what I want you to do. It takes all of 30 seconds. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to scrunch up your shoulders as high as they'll go. up to your neck. Okay, I want you to hold on to your, make big fists, like really, really, really tight. Just scrunch your face up like you're mad at the world. Okay, once you've got everything tight, 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 I want you to take a deep breath in. And then let everything out. Oh.
Like a big
lemon. It's like, oh.
Like a big lemon squeeze. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It takes less than 30 seconds and you feel like you've been on a vacation because your whole body's like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, your mind thanks you because you took a break from thinking all those horrible thoughts. Your body thanks you because now it's in a relaxed state and it can take in more, you know, helpful information. Took less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, people think they have to go on vacation in order to feel, you know, release and happiness and whatever. And it's like, right. No, you can do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, just that quick little thing helps so much.
Yeah. You don't even realize.
But yeah, little tiny exercises like that I teach and I make people aware of. And it makes a huge difference in the workplace. Huge. Because you realize.
Go ahead.
You realize you don't have to leave work in order to find peace.
Peace, yeah. Yeah. And what about your book? Tell us about your book.
Oh my God, I love my book and I wish I had it in front of me and I don't. Shoot. It's called Your Daily Dose of Positivity. And it is just such an inspiration. First, I have to say that I didn't even know this book was going to happen. I had no idea. This was a divinely guided book. I had been journaling for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through my journals and I started highlighting things that meant a lot to me. And in that process is where I realized, oh, I have a book of quotes. I have a book of inspirational quotes. This is incredible. So yeah. And I still write like that today. I feel like I'm a female version of Dr. Seuss. I don't know how it happened. It's just that, you know, but I love to play with words, especially when they're healing and inspirational. It's so much fun. Yeah. And it never ceases to amaze me when I mean, I've met people who didn't know who I was. And when they figure out who I was and that they had my book, they're like, oh my God, I love you.
Uh-huh. That's so awesome.
Yeah. That's but awesome. It was, like I said, it was divinely inspired. It took me all of 3 weeks to put that book together.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, it's amazing when you stop fighting and you just allow things to happen. It was beautiful.
That's the one thing she loves to do. She loves to write.
Oh,
so, but so she physically can't, she doesn't write. So she usually, when she has her personal supports or respite provider over, she'll do it and they'll sit there and type up what she's writing. And, and then finally, and I always told her for so long, I'm like, Faith, I'm like, just use your voice to text on your notes. Yeah. On your, that's all you have to do. So now she's actually doing that.
Yay!
I mean, I know it is harder because, you know, a lot of times it's harder to speak it out, but sometimes it's easier when you're quiet and it's just comes as you're writing. So, but yeah, so she started doing that. That was one thing I always struggled with was journaling.
We're working on personal narrative school. So I'm writing about the time that, like, I realized that I was different from everybody else. So it's a process of getting it together. And hopefully everyone likes it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, even at school. So should they were working on doing different narratives. And yeah. But we had our IEP and they put in for technology class. She gets that, but they actually wrote in extra sessions within her IEP. And she's working with a program called... Was it Dolphin Guy Connect? Excuse me. So it's made for people with visual impairments.
Awesome.
So there, and then they changed some of her goals up too. So it's more kind of tailored toward that. And because she wants to write. And she's always come up with these, you know, she's always had such a great imagination, you know, coming up with different things and poems and stories and then even just ones about herself and the different things. So we'll see what happens. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I saw you also had you went and did a book signing. So do a lot of them?
That was fun. I do a few from time to time. I don't put myself out there to do book signings everywhere because it's exhausting sometimes. Yeah. So, and I really need to make sure that, you know, I have the energy to do what I'm being called to do.
Right.
And there's so much. Oh, there's so much, you know, and
book signings on YouTube.
She watches book signings on YouTube. I didn't even know there was book signings.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know there were book signings on YouTube. Wow. Oh my goodness.
So can you share with the folks how they can find you and how to get in touch with you? And I'll also put that in the show notes too.
You know, it's funny. Finding me is probably the easiest thing ever because I have a very unique name, Dee Defada. So if you just Google Dee Defada, so much stuff's going to come up. You're not going to know what to do with yourself. From my website, you know, my email, my Facebook, my LinkedIn. Oh my gosh. I even got convinced to start a TikTok account. I said, oh, come on. But I'm trying. You know, old dogs can learn new tricks.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is. I'm telling you, I don't even, I have a TikTok account just so I can go on and like make sure she's on a private setting because she'll just sit there and do videos all day long and I don't have time to sit there and screen them and whatever. So I think she's got like two friends on there. And
I have six.
You have six? Well, I need to go
because
through and see.
Holly Blue is following me.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right, I need to go in and make sure your settings are proper though. So, because sometimes she'll be in there and like at the morning time before she even like gets up, I'm like, yeah, like your shirt's hanging down a little bit too low or what's that? Or what's that? I'm like, oh, good God. But I don't even.
Thanks for embarrassing me.
That's what moms are good at, embarrassing their kids. But even Instagram, it's so hard to like, I don't have the time to sit there and like figure out how to do the reels and all of that. And
it's a lot,
but let me tell you who to follow. Hang on, let me. So we have a friend. It's called. Let me look it up real quick. Is it called Socialize? Socialize. Let's see. Okay. So yes, if you go to Socialize, she's on everything. But her name is Helen. We've known her for, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many years. She's a producer and she produces, and films, commercials and everything else. Well, she ended up she went like viral on TikTok and everything else. And, so she teaches and they're just these videos showing you how to make everything, how to do everything in the simpleness.
Awesome.
And she also has cancer and she's actually sharing her story through that as well.
Beautiful.
But yeah, it's called Socialize. I need to go on it because she really, really, really goes through and breaks it down like in easy steps. But I'm just like, I'm bad with social media.
I get it. I do the best I can with Facebook. Facebook has been kind of my platform to get out there. And then I started on LinkedIn because I was working with businesses. And then somebody's like, you really need to be on TikTok because of, you know, positivity. I'm like, this is exhausting. Like, you know, if you're doing it to get your message out, great. If it's helping you, great. But you're not supposed to do it until you're exhausted.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, you know, who's my audience? Where do they go? What is it that they're doing? I'm like, okay, so I'm just playing right now. And when I'm tired, I stop. Like I was making a Facebook Live every day for 3 days. And then I'm like, I'm done. I need a break. So, and I was making TikTok videos and I'm like, I'm done. I need a break. And even on Facebook, I'm like, okay, no more. I need to go within now and heal myself. I'm like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for me. I need to focus on me. So yeah, we give entirely too much. And sometimes you just really need to focus on you.
Yourself. Yeah.
Because people make too many TikToks and I'm just like, this is my click out.
She's talking about TikTok. I wanted to share one more thing that you had wrote on your website because it speaks so much truth. You may not get to choose the challenges you are faced with in life, but you have absolute control over how you choose to deal with them. I love that.
Me too.
And is your book on Amazon? Because I do want to order it.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
So yeah, so positivity in anybody's world, they're like, oh yeah, it's rainbows and unicorns. I'm like, but that's not what positivity is all about. Positivity is an attitude. Positivity is a mindset. Positivity is a perspective. Mm-hmm. It's knowing that no matter what crap comes your way, because you're not going to have good days all the time and mm-hmm. bad things are going to happen.
Truth.
But you get to choose how to deal with them.
Yep.
Yeah. And something that I never realized until just recently is that sometimes you really have to let your anger out. You have to let your frustration out. You have to let your sadness out. You really have to feel all those like negative feelings mm-hmm. so that you can release them and feel even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. 110%. So I had sent you over a flyer of What's Your Word. And I always ask and give my guests a token with their word, something that's meaningful to them. So I wanted to see if you'd be willing to share what word you chose and why.
You know, it's funny when I read that, I'm like, oh no, what's my word? I have so many words. I don't know what I'm going to choose. And at first I'm like, well, positivity is my word. I'm like, that's not your word. And then I thought about it and I'm like, encouragement? No. I'm like, So I've been going through like this list of words in my head, strength, power, but what I landed on was harmony.
Yeah, because you need all those things to come into perfect harmony.
I landed on harmony because when you're in disharmony, dis-ease, think about it. It's dis and ease. Disharmony, it's dis and harmony. As soon as we stop dissing ourselves,
yeah,
that's when we find the ease and the harmony. So I'm like, I love harmony. And there's always something, it never fails. There's always something within your body, mind, or spirit that's out of harmony. Mm-hmm. Something that needs to be acknowledged, you know? And until you acknowledge it, it goes, I mean, you're like way out of harmony. It's like, oh God. Mm-hmm, so I've been getting to know my body better. I've been getting to know my mind and my spirit and, you know, my inner child and my inner adolescent, and just bringing all those parts and pieces together and saying, whoa, what is it that you need today? Talk to me. Let's come together and find harmony. So yeah, harmony is my word.
That's so cool.
Yay.
Love it. So is there anything else that you would like to share or advice you would like to give before we wrap things up?
You know, what I really want to share is that it doesn't matter what you've been diagnosed with, what you're dealing with, you know, how challenged you are. We are all one. Mm-hmm. We are all one. And until we realize that, until we come from an inclusive environment mm-hmm. where we just welcome and love and appreciate everyone for who they are, because everybody has a good side. Mm-hmm. It may not be easy to see. And I'm not saying that you have to wrap your arms around them and say, I love you, man. But, you know, bless them, have love for them, respect them, accept them, appreciate them. No more judgment, no more criticism, not for you, not for others. Just love.
Amen. I love that. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be on the show. And I'll definitely put your information in the show notes and we'll definitely have to keep in touch. So thank you so much.
Oh, such an honor to be here. I love you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining us as we spread awareness through our personal stories and the many resources shared. You can help us by joining our village simply by sharing our show to the masses. If you would like to support the Gilbo Girls on another level, click on the link in the show notes to make a donation in any amount. Add your address and you'll receive a hand-stamped token with the word village on it in appreciation. Be sure to subscribe to our Gilbo Girls podcast and YouTube show, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Gilbo Girls. Till next time.